USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Deaths are continuing to grow after terrorist organization Hamas and their unprovoked coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American victims. Israel, which has responded with airstrikes in Gaza, formally declared war on the militant group yesterday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that Israel would take mighty vengeance as his country embarks on what will likely be a long and difficult war. The Israeli government says Hamas has taken at least 100 civilians hostage. Explosive reports this morning indicate Iran, fresh from a $6 billion injection into their economy by the Biden administration, is helping coordinate the attacks by Hamas. The Pentagon is moving U.S. Navy ships and military warcraft closer to the conflicted region. United Auto Workers union members at the Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks are set to go on strike today after turning down a tentative contract agreement. In a letter yesterday, UAW President Sean Fain said a majority of workers voted against the deal, which included a 19% pay raise. The union represents roughly 4,000 workers in Pennsylvania, Florida, and Maryland. Thousands of UAW workers across at least 20 states remain on strike against the big three U.S. automakers. A man is dead and several others are injured after a shooting at a party in Pennsylvania. Police say it happened early Sunday morning at the Chevy Chase Community Center in White Township. That's about 50 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. The victim who was killed was pronounced dead at the scene. At least eight others were wounded and hospitalized. No suspects were in custody as of early this morning. It is Columbus Day today. It's also Indigenous Peoples Day. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. USA News.
USA News. On demand. On your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News. On demand. On your phone, on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms. From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but jolted after being in Israel when Hamas attacked the country on Saturday. The New Jersey Democrat noted in a social media video Sunday that he and his staff were forced to shelter in place in Jerusalem. Booker said he was jogging in the old city when he was told by an official to return to his hotel quickly because Israel was under attack. Booker describing seeing frightened faces of children, family, and many Americans. Booker, who serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has since left the country. The Taliban is reporting two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan Saturday has taken the lives of over 2,000 people.
The first quake to hit western Afghanistan late Saturday morning was a powerful 6.3 on the Richter scale, followed by a 6.1 quake. Spokesperson for the Taliban Ministry of Disasters said over 1,300 houses were damaged or destroyed, killing about 2,000 people and injuring over 9,000.
That's Dave Collins reporting. President Biden is catching heat for hosting a barbecue picnic with a live band at the White House as Israel was under attack by the terrorist organization Hamas. It's reported an American hostage has been taken as a human shield. Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley on X, quote, "While Hamas holds Americans hostage, Joe Biden is enjoying a picnic with a live band." End quote. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.